Welcome everybody. Shir number 1438. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Deiv Bemervar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe and Lira Fuh Shlema Yeshaya Yaakov Ben Rezel and Lira Fuh Shlema Rufol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'chol. So an interesting question I found in the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos. He brings out very interesting. He covers a lot of ground. He didn't write on everything in Shabbos, but the ones, the simonim that he wrote on, he really covers a lot of ground. Baruch Hashem, various different shilas. So he brings out, what about to use steel wool? In a case in time, I could wash dishes. I need the dishes for Shabbos. That's not the issue, right? We're not talking about, even though our shiurim right now, we're in the middle of the halachas of Hachana, preparation for the week. But let's say, case in time, I need the dishes for Shabbos, right? Let's say Friday night, I have to wash them. Fine, I'll use cold water, everything good. I'm going to use liquid soap. Not a question of that. The question is, I want to use steel wool. Could I use steel wool? There's some tightly stuck on dirt on the dishes that I need for Shabbos morning, for Shabbos by day, or Shalosh Sudos, whatever the case might be. So could I use a steel wool? Is there a problem with that? So he brings down Lemaisa, interesting, that steel wool is a problem. It's a problem of, it would fall into the gather really of Kli Shemalach de Le'Isser, he wants to say, because in effect steel wool, since, just to explain a minute, we learned obviously quite a while back in reference to Schitas Sa'ireis, squeezing, and then there's a question of squeezing hairs, we spoke about that, right, squeezing one's hair when it's wet. So what exactly is Schitas Sa'ireis? So you can't squeeze something and take out the liquids that are absorbed inside, right? So Schitas Sa'ireis is where the water is trapped inside. The water is trapped in between the hairs. It's not actually absorbed. If you have a towel, right, I take a towel, I squeeze it out from the water, the water is absorbed, it comes out, that's a real Schita min haTorah, right? Or the person takes paper, squeeze it out, that you can't do. That's all absorbed, comes out, fine. So now the question is, but by somebody's hair, let's say, right, so we spoke about way back when that the water gets trapped over there. It doesn't get absorbed in the hair, the hair particles itself. It just gets trapped in between. So he explains actually at the end of the tshuva, it's in Simen Shin Chav Gimel, the Simen Shin Ayin Gimel. So that's just always important to quote where it's at. We could always look it up. So he says that Schita Sa'ireis really, as far as the water getting trapped. So what's wrong with water gets trapped inside, right? The problem is Schita in general, squeezing something in general is where water is absorbed. That's right. And that's one of the Lamites Malach. It's a tolda actually. Okay. Tolda of Dash. Told of Malabin, told of Dash. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now. Obviously, we learned all this in the past. But the question is, it gets absorbed. But now it's getting trapped. So what's the problem? He says, the Mechzeh Kishchita. It's really a form whereby it looks like squeezing. It looks like squeezing. Okay. Now, we're going to use that at the end, so we'll see what that's all about. So he says, so when you have steel wool, for example, let's take a toothbrush. So you can use a toothbrush and wet a toothbrush on Shabbos in general, right? You have a regular toothbrush. We're not talking about the Shabbos toothbrush where it's wide, the bristles or whatever they make. That's not the issue. A regular toothbrush, if you take a toothbrush and you wet it with water, you turn it upside down, you'll see that the water's trapped inside. You have to mama shake it out or squeeze it out to be able to get the water out. So that's what we call Schita Sa'ireis. It's trapped inside. Okay. So he says the same thing by steel wool. You have steel wool and it's very closely, the strands of the metal or whatever the case is, are very close knit together. So the water goes in. So now it's a question of Schita Sa'ireis. You can't squeeze it out because it's usher to squeeze that midrabanan. It's just like somebody squeezing out their hair, somebody squeezing out a toothbrush. Okay, so to wet it, to take it wet, squeeze it, and rub a dish, let's say a dish I need for Shabbos, that's not the issue we said, that you can't do with water. But what about if it's dry? What about if it's dry? So in other words, I'll take this steel wool, and everything is dry, the plate is really dry, and maybe a drop dampish or whatever, let's assume that it's dry, and I'll take the steel wool, it's a little bit stronger than my hands or my fingers or whatever, a little sharper, a little stronger, so I'll rub the dish with that. Is that a problem? And the steel wool is dry, and I need the dish for Shabbos. That's not the issue. I just have to get off the dirt. So he brings on, yeah, if it's dry, it will be fine. He says, Nira devalav devaloi mayim is mutter. Without any water, it would be okay. He goes through various different chashashas, even without water, but he comes out, lamaisa, without water, nira devaloi mayim, without water, that would be okay. And then, interesting, he says, okay, so that's fine. So that's one aspect of it. And he says, Lemaisa, even though you'll say, some want to say possibly that it's a klisha melachta le'iser, because Lemaisa, it's made, you squeeze out with it. It's made to wash dishes and you're squeezing. So it's a real klisha melachta le'iser. But as we know, klisha melachta le'iser, which is the category of muksa, you could use for the thing itself or for the place. So if you're using it for the self, the item itself, which is the seal wool, and you're doing it in a way that's allowed to be used, so then that's allowed to be used again without water. Oh, so then he brings down at the end, again, it's in now it's Simon Shin Chav Gimel, Simon Shin Ayin Gimel. He brings down all the way at the end. Interesting that, Shinaradim Yamale Kli, right? So if he says, if you fill up a if you're doing it in water, let's say, again, dishes that you need for Shabbos, you're doing it in water, I have cold water, whatever, and I put the dish and the steel wool together in the water, he says, so he wants to say that will be fine. That's not the problem. That's not an iser of Schita Cyrus. You can't do that with a towel. You can't do that with a paper towel or with a regular towel. That's regular Schita. But over here, Schita Cyrus, when it's trapped and it's not absorbed, right? So he says, all the way at the end, the last paragraph, he says over there, the Elishanira de im yamale hakli im mayim. You have, let's say, cold water or warm water from before Shabbos, whatever the case is, right? And I have this couple of dishes in there that I need for Shabbos. I need it for Shabbos, right? What I want to do, I want to take the steel wool, and in there, I'm not going to take a towel, I'm not going to take a paper towel, but the steel wool in there, I'm going to rub it, right, inside the water. So he says that would be okay. Why is that good? And if I do it when it's dry outside the water, right, of course that's okay, he says. But when it's wet outside the water, if the seal wool is wet, you can't, because that's squeezing what's the water that's trapped inside. But he says inside the water, the Pesach Chamayim leka is eschita cyrus kevon she'enay nicker, since it's not recognizable. V'nira la'ayin she'nischat bimenu mashu. It's not recognizable. And he explains, interesting, Sharei Schita Cyrus, this whole iser of squeezing the hair, Einei Osir Mitzad Asma, it's not really Osir in itself. Kevin She'ein Hamashkin Nivla B'Secha Cyrus, because technically, again, back to the same story, that it's not being absorbed, it's being trapped in between the fibers, it's not going into the fibers, right? So therefore, it's something, it's not really an iser in itself, it's only because of the fact it looks like squeezing. So rak ma'akevis bein asaris. But it's a hu mishum de mechsek eschita. But he says when it's inside water, right? It's inside water. There's no, you don't see anything. It's something, whatever's getting trapped, it's not really getting trapped. It's in and out. There's nothing really getting trapped over there. There's nothing that's mechsek eschita. There's nothing that looks like squeezing. The steel wool in the water and the dish in the water, he wants to say that would be fine. But you do have to be careful. Once you take it out of the water, then you cannot squeeze the steel wool, because that would be a question of Schita Cyrus. That's just like you're squeezing your hair. Inside the water, he wants to say, with the dish or whatever, all together, so under the water, so there's no Mechzei Kischita over there, he wants to say that would be okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Merecha, Kol Tov.